If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Mafikizolo.
I wonder if they're paying Mafikizolo for this sample.
I wonder. But how many people are actually even aware that this is Mafikizolo sample?
Well, interpolation, sort of. You know, not 100% sample where they take the song, but rather sing it in a slightly different tune, but same lyrics, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sampling. You know, people make a lot of money at times from sampling. I don't know if you remember Nick Holder, Summer Days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is, in case you don't know Summer Days, this is the tune.
If you don't know Summer Days. The best song ever.
Right? Even Mfundo is dancing out here.
Yeah.
So that song, Nick Holder,
yeah?
That's a sample.
Mm-hmm.
Papilu Nick Holder was sampler a jazz group called Pat Metheny.
Okay.
And he didn't know that the song was going to be big, especially in South Africa.
Yeah.
Released the song, because normally you can release the song without clearing a sample.
Mm-hmm.
The guys won't pick it up. It's fine. Plus, this is the early 2000s. The song blows up in South Africa.
Globally.
I mean, this is still a big song.
Yeah.
Java sampled it. AK has sampled it. A lot of people have sampled the Nick Holder. I'm assuming they were thinking they're sampling Nick Holder. But it's actually the jazz group. Lo and behold, jazz group finds out that, no, man, this guy chopped our song. They go to their publisher. They're like, bro, what is happening here? The publisher's like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's theft.
Yeah.
Till today, when you play the song and the royalty people, collection agencies, Sambro and the likes, when they pay, most of the money goes to the original band that created the melody that Nick Holder sampled to create that song.
So it's a Tony Braxton Burna Boy situation, because he only gets 20% of the song got Tony Braxton that he sampled. 80%, every time you play that song, goes to Tony Braxton. Same thing, he did not clear it.
Yeah, and that was a big song, right?
Like, I mean, child,
everybody going chop.
Exactly.
Not everybody going chop breakfast. It's clearly Tony Braxton.
He's chowing breakfast every day.
So it's very profitable when people sample you.
Yeah.
Now, I remember I was surprised, Simpiwe Dan, a few years ago, Black Coffee had sampled, when Black Coffee was still doing remixes, you know, bubbling under, when he was still brewing the Black Coffee in the coffee machine, still grinding. And Simpiwe Dan said, nah, don't sample my work. But she had different reasons then. She said she was still fairly new in the industry, didn't want to be known for being that girl from Black Coffee's remix. Now, Simpiwe Dan tweets yesterday, says, I've turned down lots of musicians wanting to sample my music in the past 10 years. What you guys are sending for my approval is not cutting it. And I do love you, and I want you to do well. I'd also love for my music to be sampled. Just be serious. My music is no child's play. And she's well within her rights, Shem, you know? But my thing is like, yo, you never know which song is going to blow up.
That's the thing.
But you never know which song may blow up, and it may be another revenue stream. Not that she's short of money, but it may be another revenue stream that, you know, you can take advantage of.
True, but we were just having this conversation with Kwame, who's also a music producer. If you are not going to elevate my original song, leave it alone. Do you get what I mean? If you are not going to add, you know, an essence that was probably missing to it, then leave it alone.
You don't care about the coins.
No, it's not even about the coins. There are times where, even me personally, I've let go of jobs because I felt they were not aligned to my brand or what it is that I wanted to achieve at that particular time. It's all good and well to have the money, but if you are now confusing your own market, as Simpiwe Dana said, I'm still new in the market. I don't want to confuse my market. If you are going to confuse your market, then the coins are not really worth it. You'll have the coin, but then you just messing with your entire brand.
You left money on the table because you didn't want to confuse.
Numerous times.
Mfundo, have you ever turned down an opportunity to make money?
Yes, numerous times as well. Just recently, a new cigar company reached out to me. I mean, cigars. I humbly declined. I don't know if I'm supposed to be an influencer of sorts. I humbly declined and said it would be a grave misalignment. Insofar as I'm concerned. And I just said, but if you check my page, I'm a news anchor. So, I mean, a cigar brand, it would really be diluting my brand. It's not what I stand for. Sometimes there can be things, maybe we drink liquor privately, but it's not necessarily what me as Mfundo Mabalane, the anchor, would want to promote out there. I can do things privately, but I've never even tried a cigarette. let alone a cigar now.
You can be smoking hot, but nah, not the cigarettes. You've just reminded me, I've actually turned down a gig as well.
Yeah.
They once asked me to present a sporting show, but it was about promoting gambling and betting and stuff, you know, and I've had gambling history, and I was like, yo, with all the messaging I send out and people inboxing me, I can't, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Do share your story. Have you ever... There's money on the table and you had to walk away from it, as difficult as it was. What are your reasons? Do hit us up. 086-000-00959. Have you like walked away from money? Etafuleni?
Or even a promotion. There are instances where you might decline a promotion because you feel like if I get this promotion, Aishem, my life is over because I will not have a work-life balance.
Ooh, yeah, because some bags are big, but also they come, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Here
they come with big responsibilities. What are your reasons for turning down an opportunity to make nyongo, zaga, money? Hit us up.
I remember I once went for an audition. For this audition, MTN, it was a few years back. And then they asked me, Hore, should I maybe get the part? Will I be willing to wear skipper sale bagane and akilo kosi? They're like, I even have a tattoo yellow kosi. Trust me, ki leka khana karano, I will never get a skipper sale bagane. Whether ke acting or what, no. So I think because of that, I didn't get the part, and I'm okay with that.
Because of football loyalty.
That's deep. Okay, but wait. Even me. As much as I love Manchester City jerseys, I will not be caught dead in one.
No, never. That's different.
No, it's the same thing.
Even if you are paid.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not doing it.
Mpo, my boy, you get
I'm
a call
not
from,
doing it.
From England. They say...
Auntie Izzy.
Touchline commentary.
Not for Manchester City.
You're going to interview the likes of Gundogan.
I have spoken to a Sean Wright Phillips, who is a Manchester City legend, but I would never wear their jersey. That's a completely different conversation.
No.
I can give you one. So when I moved from SABC to SuperSport, I actually took a pay cut.
So you left SABC that was paying you more money.
Yeah.
And SuperSport were like, come do it, but for less money.
Yeah. And I went.
Reason
because
being?
Because I felt the opportunity was bigger. Because also I had done so much at SABC that I felt like I was... There wasn't any further.
Not
that I
growing.
Could grow. Not that I wasn't growing, but I just felt like there were more opportunities if I moved to SuperSport. So
please tell me you're making way more money than you were making now. Or you regret the decision?
No. I am not at all. You are on a COVID, getting paid for 7 months to do nothing.
Yeah.
Please.
I've just recently been offered a job in Durban. And I mean, from my previous boss that we've worked for years. So he resigned. You know, to go start his own thing in Durban. He said, no. I said, nope, no. He's like, the money's good. I said, nope. But the mere fact that my family is this side. Mm. And I was like, no, your family will follow a little bit later. I said, nope. Mm. You know, wherever I am, my family needs to be with me. You know, I declined. I had to, now at the time of Satalu Music, there's a lot of gigs, you know, that I had to decline. But you're playing for exposure and all of that. No, I don't do that. Show me the color of your money, then we're in business. And it has to be beneficial to me, you know. There's things that I still decline.
So I have turned down an opportunity for a promotion. And mainly because my well-being, my social life, my family life came first. And I knew with the position I would not have any work-life balance. So I chose myself. I chose my family. I chose my mental well-being. And I declined the opportunity. And I was like, I am fine being a specialist. But as for management role, I'm good. And would I still decline if an offer were to come to the table? Yes, I would. Because, like I said, my mental well-being comes first. And for me, managing people comes with a lot of headaches because I've done it before. And then I downgraded the position because it came with a lot of stress.
I mean, I'm getting rejected in my lesson. Yo, I'm getting... Mfundeni asendabeni a couple of minutes ago ukuthi kunosisi urejected 4,000 rand a month for 370. ukuthi lo 4000 rand izodisturba i-370 yakhe SRT. Ale ndlela ngizonsa kanzima ngakhona. Ngiaccepta ne-1000 rand. Ukwenza sho nje ukuthi angiziphathe ikhanda each and every time, but ale ndlela okunzima kakhulu, 1000 rand. Ngangenzela umhlolo nayo this moment engikuyo nje.
Shame, man. And then Yamuza, shame, good. Hey, that's very, very, he means it. But you know, sometimes you feel like you're desperate, right? But then you get that opportunity. However, you need to do something that's totally against your principles, no matter how much you need the money and you're desperate. So, yeah, man, that's how we wrap up this hour.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.